It is just about 7:45 at WIXX. It's that time. We'll wait for it every week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Miss Connection Wednesday on WIXX. Is brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.59, regardless of your prescription. Call them 1-800-20-HAPPY today. All right, friends, let's do it.
This one goes out to you. Yes, you. Hi there. I am searching for you. If you are a woman, if you are bored, send me a message. I'm a 40-year-old white man, 6 feet tall, 198 pounds. Mm-hmm. I like to talk to random people about anything.
Oh.
A lot of standards.
Yeah, pretty generic one there. You, okay. Hey, yeah. You. Hey, you, woman. Hey, bored woman.
Yeah. OMG, you were so sexy at K-Trip. I was right behind you at the gas station. Well, you paid for your coffee. Thoughts were running through my head of what to say, but words couldn't come out. You turned around and said, wow. Then made a face of, oh, snap. Like you thought I was cute. Was I? I thought you were like a dream of the gods, pulling clouds back to block the sun so I could see you. I know this is a long, long, long shot, but if you see this and had the same epiphany, oh, I just realized he was trying to say epiphany.
Epiphany, yeah.
I did. We could be a match made from the gods.
Oshkosh Public Library.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you just so happened to come around corner as I was passing you by. I'm not sure what you were thinking, but you had a very big smile on your face when we made eye-to-eye contact.
Mm.
We were on the second floor right by the steps. I believe you were wearing gray stretch pants. But I could be wrong because I was more attracted to your beauty.
Ah.
This was probably around 7:20 p.m. Reply if it might be you.
Mmm, very nice.
Sarah, do you remember me? I saw you the other day again. Wednesday, I think it was. Would love to see you again soon, and I'll bet Mr. Mittens would like to see me again. How about you? Your secret admirer.
You're listening to Miss Connection Wednesday on WIXX, brought to you by OptiVision.
I miss you. I still love you. I've moved on, but I miss my son. I wish I could figure out how I could see him without going to war with you. So stepping away is all I can do for now since you have left with him. I'm pretty sure this decision is one of the hardest I will ever have to make. I wish I could tell you how things are going, but I can't. I can't trust you. I can't trust you enough to do that. All I can tell you is that I'm doing everything I told you I would do and then some. You really messed up by giving up on me. I need a woman that's going to be there with me through the bad times as well as the good times. You are so not that woman. I wish you didn't think with your uterus all the time. I think it's pretty selfish of you. Also, it's frustrating to me that I can't talk to you and all I want to do. I just don't get it. Thought that I could put down my guard and begin to fix things. You screwed it up. Your lies screwed it up. Your cold shoulder screwed it up. Everything you did screwed it up. Then hiding my own son from me? Making him think I didn't love him? All I can think is, damn you. You make me sick. On the other hand, how sick am I to still have feelings for you, even after all you've done to me? Yeah. And most importantly, our son. You are sick. Get some help. Ah, I loved you, you crazy woman, stupid woman. All you had to do was be supportive and back off a bit. You would have had everything you desired. Damn you.
Damn you! I believe, however, the line of the morning is... Damn you!
No, it's the uterus.
Uterus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Let me get that again for
Not
you.
Damn you. No.
You messed up. I wish I... Uh-huh.
Stop thinking with your uterus.
I wish you didn't think with your uterus all the time.
I know when I make decisions, I think, uterus, what should we do?
What should we do?
Let me know, uterus. I don't know how you follow that up, but we'll try. My beautiful Irina, we talked in the gas about your smoothie. It was then when I fell straight into your beautiful eyes. I told you that you looked beautiful and had wonderful white teeth. After I left, I called you about the faulty e-cig my friend bought. But it was just an excuse to hear your beautiful voice. I tried getting your number, but you said no because you were at work. So I'm writing because I hope you felt the same way when I got lost in your love. So you called her on the phone and she said, I'm at work. I can't give you my phone number. So you think that she'll give it to you over misconnections?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, good try.
Hey, yo, 11:40 p.m. after getting some gas Friday night.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not attempting to get your number, nor wishing you even contact me, but I need you to know, you're without question the most beautiful woman I ever seen in my stay in Green Bay. You wore white and black pants. It smelled like heaven. I was the giant palooka that just got done with work in all black. I motioned for you to go ahead of me, you know. You looked my way as you left, but I was too low in status to even look your way. I'm tough as nails, but I know my limits as a man. You're a goddess who drives a hybrid. Hope this helps if you are ever down.
You're a goddess who drives a hybrid.
I'm just a giant palooka, and you're a goddess.
I know my status as a man.
I'm tough as nails, but I know my status and limits as a man. That's too low to even look at you. Right. So, but anyway, if you ever run into a big palooka later on dressed in all black, let me know.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
This is for David. David, I've thought about you pretty much every day for the past year, mostly wondering what I did wrong. What I did to suddenly make you go from always talking to me to calling the cops on me for stuff I didn't even have anything to do with.
No.
Some days I feel like I hate you. Hate you for making me feel as though you actually cared about me. Not even in a romantical way. Just as a person. And other days, I miss talking to you. For a while, I thought I knew you. Then I realized I was just being played. When I would see you in public after everything happened, I would get knots in my stomach and feel like puking out of fear. When you looked me dead in the eyes and spoke to my son, knowing I couldn't say anything back to you, I knew you were just messing with my head. I know you'll never see this, but all I want from you is closure. I want you, for once, to be honest with me and just tell me the truth. But I know that'll never happen.
751 at WIXX. You're listening to Miss Connection Wednesday. We got time for one more.
I am so sorry for your loss. I saw you in a black dress that fit just right.
Oh.
You were crying.
Uh-oh.
And I just wanted to hold you.
Right.
I'm sorry your husband died. I was waiting across the street, waiting for my bus, and I thought about you through my NA meeting all night. And at work the next day, and that night, and at work the next day after that, and after that, I kept thinking about you. I know you're single now, and I want to change that. I hope when you're ready to start dating again, you'll see this and mail me. I can make your tears dry up. Make you smile again.
Wow. I'll bet that's the first place she goes to.
Yep. Oh, at least, hey, at least he's not hitting on a married chick. Right. We've got plenty of those in the stack.
Oh, my goodness. All right, it's Miss Connection Wednesday on IXX. Brought to you by Optivision, where LASIK is $13.50 an eye. Regardless of your prescription, call them today. You'll be glad you did. 1-800-20-HAPPY. Murphy Kate.